I'm Steve Tawa with three things to know right now. In just over a week's time, nations that the U.S. had let slide when it came to buying Iranian oil, countries that produce little or none of their own, must find new suppliers. That word is waivers against Washington's sanctions hitting Iranian oil are being eliminated. The White House says it's intended to bring Iran's oil exports to zero. The Sri Lanka government now suspects international terrorist links in the series of bombings that targeted churches and high-end hotels. An emergency declaration there gives authorities the ability to detain and interrogate suspects. The coordinated attacks over the weekend killed at least 290 people and injured 500 more. And this third thing, an investigation into a report of guns being stolen led to a bomb squad looking at a possible explosive inside a West Oak Lane home early this morning. Police swarmed the home on the corner of 65th Avenue and Cutler Streets near Broad Street. Authorities say they got a search warrant to check it out. They found fireworks. The people who live in the house spoke with detectives. So far, no word from police on any charges. The Phillies are up in New York tonight against the Mets. The CBS 3 Eyewitness forecast, mix of sun and clouds, a mild 70 for your high, dropping to 56 tonight. Then tomorrow, bright and sunny, warming up to 81 degrees. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.